Sometimes in Scripture, there are certain passages that we truly can remember, memorize, and sometimes are very soothing. Obviously, today, as we listen and pray Psalm 23, it is truly one that I think always offers a source of comfort or strength or hope. The Lord is my shepherd, there is nothing I shall want. But the last line of the gospel also for me is encouraging. Jesus says, I came so that they might have life and have it more abundantly. And we think about this extravagance of God that he wants us to share in, which is eternal life, a marvelous gift. But maybe just before we reflect on, I want to spend a little time reflecting on Psalm 23, just to kind of help us think for a moment. So we are grateful and delighted to celebrate a baptism today. But to think of the first reading for a moment and kind of envision what it would be like. So we know that Peter, in the Acts of the Apostles, for the last several weeks has been giving sermons. So they say that this is the fifth sermon he's given to a crowd. And finally, people began to allow his message to sink in, that they know that Jesus says, or that Peter reminded them that Jesus came as God's son, that at times he proclaimed the kingdom, he was rejected, he was put to death, and he was raised up, and he reveals new life. And the people respond with that question, what should we do? And he encourages them to be baptized. And do you remember the number of people that were baptized that day? It said over 3,000 people. So that means it would fill this church maybe five or six times along with godparents. I mean, it would be magnificent in some ways to experience, saying these people really want to embrace this new divine life because they're called by God and Jesus and the Holy Spirit to divine life. But it also would give us some challenges. And one of them I was thinking of saying, wow, how would one baptize 3,000 people? Would we have an assembly line, huh? How would we somehow dispense this gift? But I know what happened. But at the end, it was the gifts of God that really were poured forth upon these people. And this is how the church began to grow and expand. And that's all why we're here today. Because that impact of the early church, its growth, and the workings of God. So just gives us an appreciation for not only our faith again, but really how the church continues to somehow be missionary, which is what we're supposed to do. Also, it would maybe give us an appreciation that if Mass goes for 63 minutes, that hopefully that wouldn't seem long in comparison to maybe being at church all day long, observing and praying for so many people being baptized. Huh? But it would be a wonderful celebration, as today we hopefully it will be for our little baby Jay and his family. So just for a moment also to realize, as we listen to the psalm response and also John's Gospel, chapter 10, that this Sunday a lot of times is called Good Shepherd Sunday, because we hear about that image of Jesus being the Good Shepherd. But I want to focus for a moment and just kind of break open, and maybe many of you already have Psalm 23 memorized, but it's a powerful psalm. But to know that it's one of the psalms that they believe King David wrote, and himself being a shepherd, trying to guide people and knowing that God maybe chose him because he was anointed as well to later on become a king. But to think of his own experience and desire to know God and to know the goodness of God. And so scholars would claim that the first half of Psalm 23 is really about the journey of the pilgrim. So I want to ask you a question. What's more important to you, the journey or a destination, if you think about maybe your summer trip that you maybe planned? Is it saying it's where I want to go, or maybe the path and the sights that you may pass along? And how might they offer some source of joy or memory or experience? But the psalm focuses on the faith of the pilgrim. So it's about the journey at the beginning. And its image, you know, reminds us that it is not only about the faith, but then how through the faith walk we might encounter the Good Shepherd. who is one who calls us to not only follow him, but to listen to his voice, huh? The person who traveled light and depended on the Lord for his care would be like sheep who depend upon their shepherd. And notice the trust that God had placed in their need, that they would trust that the good shepherd would provide. Now, this past week, as I was praying and kind of thinking about this experience of the good shepherd, and really about the faith of the pilgrim, which is really all of us, I want to share with you a little bit of a pastoral experience. So on Friday afternoon, I was actually called or notified the day before that a chaplain at a care center wanted me to come and visit a resident, a man. And so I got there Friday afternoon, and the man was on the phone, and then he got off the phone. And as I was waiting, I noticed he was sitting in a wheelchair. And so then finally he got off the phone, and I kind of walked in, and I said, "Are you so-and-so?" And he said, "Yes." And then I realized, or kind of began to notice, that he wasn't really focusing on me. And he said, "Father, I'm blind." And so right away I began to think about some of the challenges that this man has already had to endure in life. And then I finally introduced myself, and I sat down. And then I noticed as he sat in his chair that he was missing a leg, and he was a younger man than me. And so we began this conversation, and he said, "Well, I really wanted to talk to a priest because," he said, "I feel like I'm in darkness." It's like, wow, this man is really being very honest and humble about his life. But he says, "I really feel that God is maybe calling me to something." And so we had this conversation about God calling him to, again, a faith and to find it. And most of all, I encourage him to think about Jesus as the good shepherd who walks with him in the dark valley and offers a source of comfort and renewal and courage and strength. And as we talked more and at the end we prayed, I prayed and I blessed him. And then I said I would pray for him again. And he said, "Don't pray for me, Father. Pray for somebody else who really has bigger needs." It's just amazing to hear that. Very humbling. But faith sometimes needs a little bit of renewed spiritual oil or grace to rekindle our resolve and desire to follow Jesus. Huh? I think it happens to all of us. But the Good Shepherd is always willing to not only be patient, but to walk alongside when we encounter the darkness, and he becomes that lantern that guides us through and helps us realize the future that is always before us, which is God's kingdom, and then the eternal part of the kingdom. The second part of the psalm really also describes, and we sometimes can't quite maybe envision it, but it talks about the head being anointed with oil and the cup overflows, that it's really meant to be the image of the eternal banquet. So the second part of the psalm really describes maybe the experience of heaven, of God saying, "Here's the great banquet for you, overflowing with food and with drink." And the anointing in heaven is a sign of hospitality, just like sometimes Jesus would wash his disciples' feet and sometimes even anoint people's feet. It was a sign of reverence and hospitality. But to think of God wants to do that for us when we enter his kingdom. But he then wants us then to be able to surrender and know that the blessing is a sign for us that it's truly God's loving concern for us on the journey. That God's love is not only with us on the journey, but even at the journey's end. And it's a place and hopefully an opportunity where we can then fully be overfilled with this tremendous outpouring of God's gift of grace and strength and also of salvation. So as we pray today to think about not only our life, but to just wonder for a moment or examine in your own life saying, how do you sometimes identify or show your dependency upon God in your daily life? And do you also celebrate the moments or events in which God reveals his presence to you? Because these are really key things to help us on the spiritual journey. Now, obviously, I think it's always easier to say, Lord God, I need your help in those moments. But to say beyond that, do we sometimes recognize how God may be provided? And then can we offer a simple prayer of gratitude or awareness of saying, God has blessed me. And God has not only blessed me today with the gifts, but also his love and his desire to bring peace and fulfillment of his kingdom. Let us pray that truly we know and seek the Lord, but most of all we know that he is the good shepherd who wants us to experience the abundance of God's grace and love for each one of us.